Clue 3. Maths. Exercise 2. Page 138.
Rounding and estimating. Imagine you're shopping and you see some bracelets. Each bracelet costs £1.99. You decide to buy one for you and one for each of your four friends. You've got £10. Is it enough? How did you find out? Did you quickly do £1.99 times 5 and get the answer £9.95? Probably not. More likely, you used a simpler way. 2 times 5 equals 10. If you did, you've just used the skill of rounding numbers. It's very useful in real life, as this example shows. But how do we round prices correctly? It's all about turning pennies into pounds. Rounding a number means making it into a number that's easy to work with. That is usually a whole number with zeros for the decimal places, like £2. To do this, we look at the first decimal place. If it's below 5, we round down. If it's 5 or more, we round up. Using this rule, we can see that we round £2.34 down to £2. But we round £2.85 up to £3. What about £2.50? It's exactly in the middle. But we round it up to £3 too. We need to be able to round numbers for another important skill, estimating. This means making a sensible guess using the information you have. It's very useful when you're shopping on a budget. It can also be helpful when you see offers in shops. Something might look like a bargain, but when you work out the maths, it's sometimes the opposite. For example, imagine you want to buy a new smartphone. You see the perfect one in a shop window, but it costs £236. Ouch! That's expensive. But there's another option. You can pay over 10 months. £24.99 each month. That sounds better. But is it? To find out, use your estimating skills. First, round £24.99 to the nearest whole number. That's £25. Then it's easy to do 25 times 10. What's that answer? £250. So, although it sounded like a good offer at first, it's actually cheaper to save up and buy the phone for £236. So you see, rounding and estimating not only save you time, but money too.